Hello everyone and welcome to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Olaoluwa Oladokun, your host, and we will be continuing with our review of the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin. I hope the previous topic we dealt with, seven steps to the highest kind of faith, was really helpful. Today we'll be looking at something new, and I'll be sharing from my notes on the chapter Six Big Hindrances to Faith. Six big hindrances to faith. Now, this would be some kind of refresher or recap on some of the things that we have covered before in some way, but this is on the hindrance perspective. We might have looked at some of them as benefits or steps to higher kind of faith. So we are looking at hindrances, what can alter you from stepping or walking in the highest kind of faith possible. So first of all, we must establish and understand that lack of faith comes from a lack of God's word. Lack of faith comes from a lack of God's word. It's as basic as that. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you can't get faith any other way except through the word. So if your faith is not working, that means the word of God is lacking in some form. So it might not be a lack of quantity of the word. You might be reading the word. It might be a lack of understanding. It might be a lack of comprehension. It might be a lack of application. But a lack of faith comes as a result of a lack of God's word. So you have to look at your word level first of all. That's the primary thing you check whenever you don't seem to be getting results with your faith. The interesting thing about the word of God is that you receive revelation knowledge when you spend time in the word, and it is that revelation knowledge that stirs up faith. So it's not just about accumulating scriptures in your head and meeting daily scripture targets. Of course, those things help, but the most important thing is that you are meditating and receiving revelation knowledge on the word, because it is a revelation that you get when you study the word of God that sticks with you, and it is that revelation that helps you to see light in that scripture. A scripture will always stick with you based on the light of the revelation you received on that scripture. So we must study the word to receive revelation knowledge of the word of God. So let's go quickly into the hindrances to faith. So the first hindrance is, number one, a lack of understanding regarding the new creation. A lack of understanding regarding the new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So a lack of understanding of what the new creation is and what it means to be a new creature can hinder the believer's faith life. Many believers do not know what they are new creatures, or they don't even know that they are a new creature. They don't know what the new creation really means. They think God just forgave them of their sins. But it wouldn't help the sinner a bit in the world if all the sinner received was the forgiveness of sin. That was all you received as salvation. It wouldn't really help, because he would still go to hell, because he would still be a child of the devil. And because if it was only a wipe-off situation, that doesn't prevent him or help him against further sin. So the sinner has to be born again. He has to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. He has to receive a new nature, God's nature, stated in 2 Peter 1 verse 4. So therefore, we are not just forgiven sinners. We are not poor, staggering, sinning, barely getting along church members. We are not living down at the end of the block of barely getting along alley. We are new creatures created by God in Christ Jesus, with the very life and nature of God in our spirits. We are children of God, sons of God, and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. So many people do not know they have eternal life. They think of themselves only as being saved from sin. But John says in his first epistle, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. So when you know that you have and who you have in Christ Jesus, it makes all the difference in the world. So when you know what you have, eternal life, redemption, and who you have it in Christ Jesus, it makes all the difference in the world. So the next hindrance to faith is a lack of understanding of our place in Christ. If you don't know what you have and who you are in Christ, then that's a big blow to your faith. We find expressions in the Bible such as in Christ, in whom, and in him. Expressions such as this occur about 133 to 134 times in the New Testament. And that's excluding some phrases that carry that same context but don't say the exact same words. For example, 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." That is also an in Christ scripture that doesn't actually say in Christ in that sense. Another one is 1 Colossians 1:13, which says, "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." So who there refers to God the Father. So we have to look for scriptures like this. There's so many of them in the New Testament, which reinforce our identity in Christ Jesus. So that's another hindrance to faith, lack of understanding of our place in Christ. A third hindrance is a lack of understanding regarding righteousness. Righteousness is an identity that bears fruit. Righteousness is an identity that bears fruit. We've covered the concept of righteousness in previous podcasts. So as God's righteousness, we receive his fullness. God has fulfilled all that is required for our salvation, has handled all of the things that are required to make us in his image, to make us like him. So righteousness is that access that we have to God round the clock, non-stop, every single time. Righteousness is what grants us access to God. So if you don't understand righteousness, it could hinder your faith. You could be making legal requisitions on things that you have earned by the mercy of God, and you could be pleading for things that you have constitutional rights in the kingdom to make decrees and declarations regarding. So how do you tell the difference when you study the word of God and you recognize your identity in Christ Jesus? There are some things that you have access to based on your righteousness. There are some things I have access to based on your assignment. You have to know all these things. Now, the fourth one is a lack of understanding regarding our rights to use the name of Jesus. A lack of understanding regarding our rights to use the name of Jesus. In John 16, verse 23 and 24, the Bible says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." 24 says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." So the name of Jesus has so much power. Mark 16, 15 to 18, another place where we have the Great Commission, says, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." So everything is done in the name of Jesus. These signs follow those who believe the gospel. These signs aren't just for early church or just for apostles. These signs are not just for preachers. They are not just for pastors. They are for believers. Believers can cast out devils in Jesus' name. Believers can do mighty works in Jesus' name. So the name of Jesus has given us so much authority. So if there's anything wrong in your faith, it could be as a result of a lack of your understanding of the power in the name of Jesus. Number five is a lack of understanding about acting on the word. Now, you can know so much of the word, if you don't put it to action, you are doing your faith work a disservice. Faith is like a muscle. You have to exercise it. You have to work it to hone it. You have to work it to hone it, to harness all the power that it potentially could grant you access to. So the more you act on your faith, the more it grows, the stronger it gets. And the sixth one is a lack of understanding regarding holding fast to the confession of our faith. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for his faithful that promised." Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And Mark 11:23 says that, "Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So Our faith walk is one that requires us to say. There are confessions of our hearts and confessions of our lips. And when these two come together, we become mighty in our prayer life. So we have to eradicate any form of negative confession in our life. Stop saying negative things. Your words carry power. You know, an example of somebody who exercised the place of holding fast to the confession of her faith is recorded in Mark 5:28. She said, "If I may but touch," that's speaking of the woman with the issue of blood, "if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." And in verse 34, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, thy faith had made thee whole." What she said was her faith speaking, and it came to pass. So when we put these hindrances in the right perspective, it would help us to grow our faith a lot. So when we renew our minds with the word of God, we will cause our faith to grow and increase. So every believer can see the promises of God come to pass in their life if they take their time to meditate on what they are in Christ and what Christ has given to them, and then act on God's word like it is true, because it is true. So on that note, I would like to end today's podcast. Thank you very much for being a part of this. I think I should just run through the six hindrances again in closing. Number one is a lack of understanding regarding the new creation. Number two is a lack of understanding our place in Christ. Number three is a lack of understanding about our righteousness. Number four is a lack of understanding regarding our rights to use the name of Jesus. Five is a lack of understanding about acting on the word. And six is a lack of understanding regarding holding fast to the confession of our faith. Thank you very much for being a part of this. Please try as much as possible in your day to spend some time praying and studying the word of God. Thank you once again, and have a lovely day. Bye-bye.